message SVH380 monitoring.
WSEU-202, and we're just standing by. We're just going to tee this thing up and say good morning to all. Say good morning, EU-202, WSBS. 11. Good morning, y'all. Yeah, I keyed up. I forgot I had that SDI radio on. Almost took that sucker out. 202, and we're back quiet. Well, you're sounding good. A nice chilly morning this morning, eh? Apparently summer's on its way out. Yeah, I woke up this morning, man, and the penguins were walking around, man. We left the windows open. My God, 202, hey. Yes, sir. Getting ready for the, springtime jackets. I mean, fall, I guess, don't I? Yeah. Today I put my winter jacket out to take the dog for a walk. Yeah, it feels kind of good for a change anyway. Yeah, that is. It's getting cold out there. Sorry about that. I stepped away from the radio getting a cup of coffee. There you go. It's all good. In fact, I think I'm going to make myself a pot right now and get on with my day. 8202. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay warm. So get some sunshine today. Talk with you again. WSBS 311.
ICP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. What county did you say you were coming from?
ICP 544, I am in Sheboygan County, sir. Roger.
These meters have more distance than I was expecting them to, then, apparently.
Yep, the MIH system reaches all the way up here. Pretty much right as soon as you cross the bridge, you can still hit the good old Sheboygan repeater. Roger.
Yeah, that is amazing. I like it.
Blessed to have the system. All right, enjoy your morning. Be safe out there. Sure, we'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Mobile and monitoring. Clear on your final, sir.
The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department has been notified that Sheboygan Bob is on the loose and mobile. Good morning, Bob. It's Donald down in Madison Heights, Michigan. WRCY 565, waving a hand.
Five. Good morning, Donald. WRZP 544. They do know I'm running in stealth mode, right?
Well, they haven't caught you yet for all this time that I've known you, and I keep calling them to warn them. So you, your stealth mode definitely works good, or they're absolutely terrible at their job.
All good copy, Donald. Well, yeah, it'd be pretty sad considering I make the same run every morning on the same road. Out to McDonald's, run the dogs, and then back to the house. So, but it's all good. How about yourself, sir?
Oh, it goes down here. We woke up in the 40s this morning. I've been up since 3. About 3 o'clock is when I woke up. Actually, about a quarter to 3. Like the old Frank Sinatra song, it's a quarter to 3. There's nobody on the air but you and me, so, you know, but, yeah. It was in the 40s this morning, and it's after today and a cold front passing through, we should be okay for the remainder of the week. Be in the 50s at night and in the 70s during the day.
Up to 36 degrees. Mid-70s today and sunshine, according to the old weatherman. So, I was worried about the frost in the garden last night, but it seemed to do okay. So, we'll pick the last of what's on the vines, and that'll be it for the garden for this year.
Well, there still might be that Indian summer thing that they talk about. I don't know how it affects you people up there in the northern part of the state, but down here we might have a chance to get away with a few more days of getting to be able to wear shorts and things like that. So, all right, I'll let you get back on the road, two hands on the wheel, and be good, be safe, and enjoy breakfast, and let the dogs enjoy their walk. Catch up with you later. WRCY 565. Clear down in Madison Heights.
WCY 655, WRZP 544. You bet, Donald. You do take care there, and don't ever refer to me as you people again. Take care, brother.
Well, you know, you're upper Michigan, but you're not a youper in the upper peninsula. So, you know, there's a little bit of a difference there. And I hope I didn't offend you by that. That might have just been a Freudian slip, but I'll be more cautious next time. Take care.
2 years in the Army, I got thick skin, brother. No, I'm taking your chain as well. Actually, I believe the proper pronoun these days for me is, I believe they call me a troll.
Now, you have too much class to be a troll, and you know how to use the radio properly, so. All right, I'm out of here. WRCY 565. And 311, if you're out there, good morning to you, sir. I heard you were looking for your coffee pot to get it started. You need to buy a coffee pot with a timer.
Hello, 565. I was just waiting for you to end there. Good morning to you as well, Bob, up there. Donald, yeah, it's another beautiful morning. Now that I have my coffee, I feel better anyway.
Yeah, copy that. My coffee pot timer goes off at like 10 to 6 in the morning. I'm up at 5, but I'm busy doing things like fumbling around, putting my bed back together, stuff like that. So when I'm done with all that and I'm ready to sit down, my coffee will be ready. But this morning I woke up at 2:45 and I was talking to I was actually texting somebody on the radio about radio stuff over my phone, and said I need coffee. And I had to go in the kitchen and I had to bump up the clock. You know, it's on a timer, and I had to, like, nope, I ain't waiting till 5:30, and so I bumped it up and cheated. But, yeah, I've been going through the pot since about just after 3 o'clock.
And what is going on that you are awake at that time of the morning? Is that normal for you?
My doctors tell me it's not normal, but I've been pretty much that way in my entire life. Even back when I was in school, I was getting up before my alarm clock goes off and things like that. And I average about 5 hours of sleep a night, 5-6 hours of good sleep. And then, like I say, if I woke up at 3 o'clock and I wasn't busy texting people or looking over emails from overnight, I would have probably just rolled over and gone right back to bed. But I said, nah. I don't feel like going back to bed, so that's what I'm saying. I bump started the coffee pot. But I just turned 68 this past Friday, and I'm still trying to catch up on my sleep. Throughout that weekend, I think I only had 2 90-minute naps. And I'm getting to realize that now at 68, I can't keep doing that. I don't recover as fast as I used to.
Dang, happy 68th birthday to you. Yeah, I've got my 68th coming next month, as I recall. Yeah, we're pretty close together. Speaking of that, I know you had had your high school reunion here, I'm thinking a couple weeks ago. Mine was, I don't know, 3 weeks or maybe four. How did that go for you?
Well, out of a graduating class of 756 or 58 students, obviously some have passed away. About 20% of them have passed. We had just about 200 show up, and it was a little bit disappointing. There were some people I was in contact with that said they were going to show up, and they didn't show up, so I was a little bit perturbed about that. And they live close. I mean, they live within an hour of you know, the school where we went. St. Clair Shores there, Lakeview High, off of 11 Mile, just east of 694, 696, but I was good. There were some people there I wanted to see, and some, like I said, the ones I truly wanted to see at the show, but, you know, it's, for whatever reason, that's the way it went.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, we all have our own reasons for doing things we do, I suppose. I was going to ask you something. Yeah, I think things are opening up for me time-wise. I still want to get over there and get a pick your brain a little bit on some radio things. As of yesterday, I think I've got over a month, 5 weeks maybe, many days going down to my daughter's condo. There's problems in the basement with the sewer lines breaking up. So that's all been replaced. Floors covered, concrete poured yesterday, so that's in good shape. So now I can get some of my light back anyway. Excuse me. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe we can do something next week if you're available. You know, I can drive over your way, something like that. Have a bite to eat and chat a while.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, not a problem at all. There's a swap meet this weekend in St. Clair Shores, my hometown, for ham radio. I might go to that. I'm not sure yet. I'll know later on today. And then we have our breakfast on Saturdays for the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club thing. And I just found out yesterday, or actually this happened last night, somebody took their test at Hazel Park, the Hazel Park location, walked in there with nothing, and came out of there with an extra designation. He passed all three tests and got his extra first time. And it just blew me away when I heard that. My goodness, the guy's the same age as us. He's in his 60s. He's like, dang, God, I want a mulligan. I want my life over again so I could do something like that.
Well, you have a good head on his shoulders. I have not even begun to tackle the technicians, but well, good for him. That's quite impressive, I guess. Get her done all at one time. That's awesome.
Well, like me, I guess this from what I heard. What I heard about it is he's got radio knowledge. Like with me, I mean, I go all the way back to '78. Graduating from CB radio to something more, along the lines of professional communications. Like I said, commercial radio. And so I've got, basic skills and basic knowledge. Theory I may not have down, but, operating procedures and knowing what's what. But to go in there and first time, pass all three exams in one night, I mean, you're impressed. I mean, like I said, my mind is just hurting just thinking about trying to attempt something like that.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, if I had a better idea, concept of what that all entitled to do that, I would probably be more impressed. But just the little bit, that I had gotten into thinking about going for the technicians, that gives me some idea that he must have tackled quite the. A big deal there to get that done. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, I know when he went to, like I said, the Hazel Park location there, even though the test was taken in Oak Park, he's been notified of the Saturday morning breakfast and other things that go on. Plus, I think he was also told about the swap meet this weekend in St. Clair Shores. But if I ever have a chance to meet this guy, I want to pick his brain and figure out how he did it. Because, I mean, to knock out all three like that is just amazing. And then I have another guy who This past week, mentioned the fact that he got his general, and he studied like in less than half the time. I mean, I studied for 2 months to get my tech, and this guy studied for like about a month and got his general. And I'm thinking, okay, what am I doing wrong here, you know? And I know I've had a few concussions in my time, and my brain doesn't function like it used to, and so on and so forth. But yeah, every time I hear somebody at least get the check in the general the first time, that's impressive. But this other person getting all three in one night, that just blew me away. And I hope you get a chance to meet him at breakfast one Saturday morning.
A regular show-off, for sure. You know, I would imagine that it's happened to you throughout your life as well, but there's just a couple of people that I consider, like, the smartest people that I've known, you know, in my life. One, I haven't seen him in years, but we used to serve our apprenticeship in Tool and Die years ago, and he was one of those guys, just, you know, when he took to something, he had a great brain, and he really thought things through. One of those guys that if you asked him a question, opinion, he would give it to you pretty straight. If he knew the answer, he'd tell you, here's the answer. If he wasn't sure, he'd tell you. If he didn't know, he would tell you that too. But the guy, he was an avid duck hunter, still is, I think. But he just... yeah, he got a great, great head on his shoulders, and I wish I had more of that, for sure. But some of us just have to make do with what we're God-given, I suppose.
Well, that's one of the things I learned in 2000 when I started training. I was still working for Honda, but I was starting to train at night. Over in Southfield to work for this new cell phone company that was replacing AirTouch. You may have heard of the company. Their name is now Verizon. And some of the training I learned, one of the things I learned in dealing with customers and things like that, because you learn all phases from technician all the way up through customer service, sales, management. You learn the whole Verizon. I still actually have what we call the Bible. I still have my Verizon Bible. It's outdated, but I still have it. You learn how to approach situations like that, and, you know, you just never stop learning, and that's why, you know, you don't brag, you don't boast, it's just the fact that, you just learn to be humble and do things the right way, and success will come your way for sure. That's how I see it, and like I said, this guy that passes all three just blew me away, and I would like just meet him and just shake his hand. And I said, wow, that was awesome to hear that.
Yeah, learning every day, that's for sure. It does seem like, as we get older, have more appreciation for that. Not jumping to conclusions, pondering things a bit. It's pretty good. That's one nice thing about getting older. You do learn more things. I don't like to complain about these things, but I do anyway. But I feel like I swear I've seen this change over the years, over the decades, that is just not, like in my trade, the tool and die that I did do. You know, it used to be really admired and you listened to and you took their guidance, you know, from journeymen. We respected that experience that they had. And I remember in the last, you know, 10, 20 years, that's all gone. Seems like, you know, so many people just, they know it all already, so you can't, not much, they don't really want to hear anything from your experience. That's too bad, but they'll grow out of that someday if they're lucky.
Pause there in case anybody wanted to jump in. WRCY 5655 identification. No, you said the key word there, journeyman, in your trade of tool and die. I was a meat cutter for Farmer Jack's, and that's a skilled trade as well, and I had to get the union, a journeyman's card, and learning these skills and techniques and whatever you have in your line of work and my line of work back in those days, those things are gone now because everything's automated and computerized, you know. I mean, CNC milling machines are all on a little floppy disk or card or something or a chip, and they just put it in the machine, walk away, we'll have lunch, come back, and the part's done. And the same thing, it's no different now in the meat industry. Everything comes prepackaged. These butchers in the Kroger store across the street from me, I got a guy that works with my late father, well, over 30 years ago, because my dad's been gone 30 years, and worked with my brother-in-law, my sister, and me. He's still there. He's like 76 years of age, and I go, why are you here? He says, I got nothing left but this. And, you know, nobody gets bloodied anymore. Power saws don't get worked anymore. Everything comes in boxes. But he's still a journeyman status meat cutter, and he's getting top rate for taking stuff out of a box, rotating the dates, and putting it on the shelf.
Yeah, the times they are changing, that's for sure. The WSBS 311. Yeah, it's pretty wild place. I try not to think of some of these things, you know, the whole AI. I don't want to get into that deep conversation. We could go on for hours with that, but yeah, it's blowing my mind. I try not to think about it too much because it's a whole new world. And you know, I go down, and you probably see them too on the corners. But there's more and more of these cameras, flock. Most of the ones I see around here are the flock manufactured cameras that are, you know, take, I forgot what the acronym for it is, but license plate, photographs of everything coming by. So just things like that as it's changing is, it's pretty wild. There's some good that comes out of that, and maybe some not so good.
Well, the campus where I live was originally started to build. They built the first tower in 75, and so it's, you know, it's pretty close to 50 years old. And this past year, 2023, they outfitted the entire campus with cameras in all three buildings, on all the floors. I mean, each floor probably has, off the top of my head, I think it's... six cameras per floor. From the time you step off the elevator on your floor, in the laundry rooms, you know, down the hallways and into the fire escapes, there's cameras everywhere now, and yet we still have problems. And, you know, that's because we don't have a overnight security team or anything like that, or anybody watching the cameras 24/7. All the cameras do is record and replay, you know, like the aftermath. You know, somebody's car got broken into, or they see somebody's car get stolen. They find out about it the next morning, and all the police can do is look at the, you know, at the surveillance cameras and play back what actually happened. So it's not quite where it should be, but it's better than what it was. But yeah, it's, you know, cameras are everywhere now.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not a big fan of that. You know, just thinking that that's going to make us all safer. I don't, that whole thing, it's, you know, fear-based. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to go, like, keep myself from going on a rant. Well, Donald, I'll let you go. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to go get myself some more coffee now and move on with things in the... Sure, we'll be talking in the future. Get together. Like I say, I want to pick your brain a bit. I've been thinking on a number of things. And we'll go from there, I guess.
Sounds like a winning plan to me. All right, you have a good day, and get out and enjoy some nice 70, upper 60, close to 70 degree air, fresh air. I'm going to open up my windows later on. I don't know why. I face the south and the breeze is coming in through the north, but I'll take any fresh air I can get. All right, have a great one, and we'll catch up with you later. WRCY 565. Yeah, I got to go find my coffee pot again. Bye.
Yep, talk to you later. WSBS 311.
WRCY 565 will be on the GMRS bands today. WRCY 565 is clear.
IUT, lady, radio check. WSEU 202. Good morning to you, Bob.
Morning, 202. Did you catch Jack on that radio check?
Yeah, I replied back to him, told him it was working. I ain't heard nothing back from him, no.
WIUG, play it in, and Rochester Hill. Roger.
Hey, Jack in Rochester Hills. It's working over here in Roseville, no doubt.
725? Because I'm on 725. That's Flint to Latuda. All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a good day. WIUG 28, clear.
WSEU 202, Scott over here in Roseville. Yep, Jack, have a great day, man. We're out of here.
WRZT 544, monitoring the frequency.
WSDJ 347, how you doing this morning, Bob?
Four degrees, a bit chilly, but I'm doing well. How about yourself this morning?
Doing great this morning.
Do that, huh? Hopefully you enjoy the rest of your day and be safe out there, Roger.
Had a great night last night. Took my technician license and passed.
Major kudos and congratulations, brother. You get your ticket punch. Right on. Happy for you.
Well, thank you for that, and you have yourself a good day, too. WSDJ 347, standing by.
After that, you do the same now, brother. Take care. WRDP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Didn't catch your whole call sign, but 347. This is WRCY 565. Congratulations on getting your technician's license. I got mine just about 2 months ago. It's known as W8RCY. Welcome to the world of amateur radio. WRCY 565, we're clear for now.
WSDJ 347. Thanks a lot, 565. How long did it take you to get your email confirmation?
Well, I took my test on a Tuesday night like today, or like you did last night, and by Saturday I got the email. You also have to pay the $35 in between, but the process took about 3.5 to 4 days before I actually had my actual call sign. Then I immediately ordered a vanity call sign. So 4 days to get your ticket or your call sign, and then like I said, I changed it, and I have a vanity call sign now. But that took another 10 days, but in about 4 days you should have it.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Looking forward to trying out some different bands.
Yeah, copy that. Well, the 70-centimeter 440 is pretty close to the same operations as this GMRS band at 462. So, you know, except for some protocol stuff, you should adapt to that rather quickly. 2 meter, you're going to find that some of these amateur repeaters are connected between both 70 centimeter and 2 meter. But yeah, it's a whole new world out there, and I've been on it for, like I said, almost 2 months now, and I'm still listening and still monitoring and still learning. So, again, I just wanted to welcome you to the world of amateur, and you have an awesome day, sir. Name here is Donald, by the way.
All right, thanks again. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. But thanks for joining the club. WSBJ 347, monitoring.
Good morning, WRWF 516. Good morning, WRWF 516, Dundee, Michigan. That was pretty cool though, the angle of the camera. I think it looked like the fish was as big as he was. Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. I was thinking, you know, my eyes aren't too good with colors and stuff, but I did notice something.
focus was not off, but something, it was, just seemed like it was all just, I don't know, it was a strange depth of field going to it. I don't know what it was. That's what I thought. Something was being adjusted there, I don't know.
W52 mobile and jumping. RVW572 mobile and shelter mission.
WSDJ347 mobile. Sterling Heights mission.
Copy RVW572, mobile in Chelsea, Michigan.
You woke up with the Chelsea morning, eh? But you were at the Chelsea support.
My Mac didn't quite catch that.
I said, so you woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, eh?
That's for sure. Sure. How are you doing today?
Not hearing a whole lot. WRXT 764.
I'm back again. Sorry, I think I might be losing you.
I don't think we're making it. WRXT 764.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
request beyond 993 monitoring.
WSTI 783 to station 392, copy. Station 392, do you copy?
Say again?
WSCI 783 monitoring.
Station 847, that station on up there, 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WRYV 421 mobile.
You sure about that?
WRCY 565, good afternoon.
WRCY 565, WRYV 421, copy. How you doing, Donald?
Well, the stuff I had to do today, I got it all done. Now I'm getting ready to watch the Tiger game this afternoon. I think it comes on around 2:30.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm on my drive back home. I'm approaching the Orchard Lake exit on 696 West, and it's still a big show, as you can imagine, but at least it's a nice day out.
Yeah, I know a couple people that actually went down to Comerica Park today. I guess they did it yesterday as well. You can watch the game for $5 on the big screen at Comerica Park. A couple friends of mine went, but I didn't know about it. I forgot all about it or didn't know about it, and should have gone with them because it's such a beautiful afternoon out.
Going to watch it on TV, you mean, right?
Well, I'm home, so I'll watch it on my computer on live stream. But you could actually go down to Comerica Park and for $5 sit in the ballpark and watch it on that big screen that they have out in left field.
All right, yeah, I forgot that they do that. That's kind of cool.
Well, I heard about it yesterday, and then a couple friends of mine called me last night and asked me, and I said I'd let them know in the morning, and I just got busy and I forgot about it to let them know. And so I missed out. If they do it, you know, if they continue into the next round against Cleveland, I might do that. If they're playing, you know, they'll be playing Cleveland in the next round, I guess, or that's the possibility of who they'll be playing. I might go down then if the weather's still nice.
That's cool. At least you got the option now, and you know about it.
Oh, absolutely. But like I said, I mean, I'm interested to go, but, you know, do I want to deal with all the stuff going on downtown? I don't know. We'll see. We're taking it day by day. And my significant other also is aware of the idea, and, you know, she can, like, skip out of work for a day or a half a day and not really miss anything. It's early enough in the month for her.
Well, cool. Are you planning to do breakfast on Saturday, or you have something going on?
No, I plan on being there. Nothing has changed as of yet, but, you know, playing it by ear a little bit on a couple of things. But I should be without any missed opportunities, I guess.
All right, Donald. I'm coming up here at the 275 exchange here, so I gotta get both my hands on the wheel and get back to driving and being careful. So I'll let you go, and hopefully I'll see you on Saturday. Hope you have a good rest of your day. Good chat, I'm sure. Billy RCY 565 WRIB 421, clear on your final.
Got Copy on that 421. Yeah, he sounded good through the transmission. A couple of little flutters in there, but your transmission was good throughout the conversation. Have a good afternoon. WRCY 565 is clear.
This is 421. Where are you at? WIUT 48.
WRUG 488, WRYD 421, hi Jack, I'm close to where Pueblo Small is, heading west. How are you doing out there?
Good, you're sounding good, but you're cutting off a little bit, you know. I don't know, it could be the repeater on 625, because I'm on 675. Yeah, I'm over here telegraphing 18 miles. Roger, heading to Farmington Hills.
Oh, okay, so you're mobile. Yeah, I'm probably about, I don't know, 5 miles away from home, maybe 6. So I'll be there soon, and then I gotta get back to work. What are you doing today?
I just gotta go get a haircut, and that's all I'll have, and then come back home, do some work at home. I got a lot of work to do at home, clear up that tomato bed bushes and all that other stuff. Roger?
Well, that sounds like a lot more fun kind of work than I'm doing, so I hope you enjoy it. Yeah, if you're there on Saturday, I will definitely see you. I'm planning on making it again, and, once you go, I'm actually getting closer to the exit, so I got to pay attention to the road. Thanks for the contact. WRUG-20-WRYV-421. I'll be clear on your final, sir.
All right, good to hear you driving. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. Station 392, copy.
WSCY 717 mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRZP 690.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a lot of static. I'm on 12 mile at Wally World. In your background.
WRZP 544. Yep, I believe that's repeater chatter.
You get that 690 decibel.
Okay, I'm gonna repeat it 20. You said something about repeated chatter.
Okay, I'm coming to 20. WSBY 676 standing by.
Yeah, copy that. I do copy you now. WRPV 690. I set up pressure at 9 mile in the shopping center. The battery is dead on the vehicle.
You got some cables?
Yes, copy that. I do have cables.
Okay, I'm in Waterworld working on some prescriptions. Once they get my prescriptions together, I'll call and see if you got it running.
Copy that. Have to call me on the radio. My cell phone is down also.
Yeah, I just told you your phone was down.
Copy that.
W R N W 329 moderate.
329, go ahead.
New Jack. WRNW 329.
How you doing? I'm over here on 696 in Southfield.
Copy that. A little scratchy. I'm probably coming back a little scratchy too. I'm on Gratiot in Gunston.
Not too far from downtown.
Sounding good. I'm just on 675, that's why.
I'm on the same one. Probably should be on a Detroit one, but I guess still hit this one. I guess still get about half. Not bad, I guess.
Not bad at all, Tim. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. Just getting off of work here, and I'll go back home and try to cut the grass again. I was trying yesterday. I at least got a weed whack, and then started raining, so I could probably get it cut today. Copy.
That'll be nice to cut it today. Yesterday it was bad weather. So it was about 5 o'clock. Roger.
Come down pretty good yesterday. But this morning it was really cool this morning. Surprised it wasn't close to, well, it was really close to frosting temperatures, but it's pretty chilly.
I see what you're saying. Maybe there's another station out there. Is there any other station out there? Go ahead. I guess not. Go ahead, Seth.
Another station keying up or something, but I didn't make it. It wasn't readable anyway.
Could be interfering somewhere else, another repeater out there, Roger, because it's very clear sky, that's why.
Yeah, that could be, yeah. It's definitely clear skies. There could have been some signal bouncing in and out, I guess. But yeah, it's beautiful weather out right now. Perfect.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's nice weather. I'm driving now on 696. It's still at Southfield. The traffic is very slow here on 696 in Mercer Village. Roger.
Heard that. Yeah, it's probably, you're getting close to rush hour now, start of it anyway. The beginning of it. 696, pretty busy. Just starts around this time of the day, I guess. And between 3 and 5, everything just gets even crazier.
Well, I hope I can get out of here anyhow. So there is, they got one lane closed, so there's 2 lanes only. That's what it is. Roger.
Copy that. Well, the next nice weather today. All the construction, even running construction myself, riding these side streets coming home. They out there patching whatever they're doing. So yeah, a lot of construction out there with the nice weather for sure.
Yeah, sounds like it. Stay back in the road. That's what it sounds like. Roger.
They got that one of them, is it a moving, construction, one of moving ones, or they big trucks riding in behind, patching holes.
Well, there's a lot of moving trucks, but they're stopping right now and patching the road. Roger.
Probably should do that stuff like midnight, during the night. There ain't much traffic. They usually can light it all up and, just have one lane open and it can do the patching. There's less traffic. That makes more sense, but I don't know.
No, Dad. If you're working at night, that's double time. And I guess somebody broke, so they don't have any double time, only single time.
have to pay that shift, midnight shift premium too, so. I hear they're just working during the day, I guess. Less money, but more headaches and more traffic. More danger out there, I guess, for the workers.
Yeah, there is. And you spend more money.
My plans to shut down all week. They got production laid off. They don't know if they're bringing them back next week or not. They're talking maybe another week, so. Not looking good for the car industry right at this time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. All right, Tim. They're back out of here because they stopped and go. But now it's cleared a little bit. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WRNW 38.
On the road, be safe. We'll talk to you a little later on. This is WRNW 329. We're clear.
I'm just very good at you. What's telling you all? I'm still on 20. Are you on 20?
Did you copy that last transmission? WVV 690.
I'm not getting nothing from you.
WRBC 634.
Penny Station. This is W353 looking for a radio.
Station calling WRZP544. Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir. You're readable, but with heavy static. Over.
Roger that. Appreciate the radio check. Just get radio set up for a buddy over here. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Roger that. Like I said, you're readable. I'm not sure if you're on an HT or what there, but a little bit of heavy static in your transmission, but you'll get it, brother. Enjoy. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob monitoring the frequency.
WRZM 934 monitoring frequency. WRZM 943 clear.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel, East 2 monitor.
WSCG 417.
There, Jody girl, what is your location?
WSVG 417 coming out of Westland.
I just got on the 275.
Ma'am, it is a beautiful afternoon.
Yes, it is.
I did a thing.
WSEG 849, good afternoon, Mid Michigan.
WRZP 544, tip of the Mid Michigan. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon, somewhere in the middle. WSDD 439.
Good I do that, 439. Enjoy what's left of the sunshine and be safe out there. WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Absolutely, you as well. I'm watching the Tigers. And I don't know how those guys do it, but they're up ahead again.
WRUG 488, this is WRHW 478. WRUG 488. WRHW 478, standing by, listening.
Detroit Tigers move on. WSDD 439.
WSDD 417 out of Westland. Yay, Detroit. Go Tigers.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Alright there, Jody Girl, off on mission one. Thank you.
544. That station out there, 544. This is WIUG Fleet 8. Copy.
WRUG 544. Copy. WRUG 488.
Hello, Bob. How are you doing today?
Systems go here, brother. How about yourself, Jack? I got some honeydew list done, had to wipe on the roof cleaning out the gutters, so all in all, a good day. How about yourself, sir?
That's a good question. How about me? I was outside. I just came inside. I had about 10 of those tomatoes planted and took them all out. Ain't no more tomatoes out there. Except that one of them is still a green out there. I left it alone. Then I had to go get the other stuff out. Then I had to shred some of those, you know, bills I have here, sitting here for like 3 months. It was a lot of work. I had to do that in the garage. Roger.
See that. Most definitely a busy day on your end there, so hope you're going to take it easy this evening, and wish you the best, sir. And we'll do it again. Always a pleasure, brother. Take care. WRGP 544, WIUG 488. Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Bob. Anytime, really. Bob, I'm going to ask you one question. If you need anything you can't find there, let me know. I'll get it for you. And don't worry about nothing. Roger. Bob, still there?
There I am.
I don't know if you got that or not. I said, if you need anything, let me know. Text me, and I will get it for you, and don't worry about nothing, Bob. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Do that, Jack. Same here. You need it, I got it. It's coming your way. Take care, brother. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive. WRZP 54.
WSBQ 996. Hey, 996, you are coming in pretty rough there near the end.
I probably wasn't holding the microphone very long. How's this? Better?
Ten four, buddy. That sounds a lot better.
Okay, we appreciate it.
USB on 993 monitoring.
WSGI 783.
Station 392, this is WSGI 783, copy.
just approaching Clyde Road exit. What's your location? I wish you would have played Mike tonight because it was a close match. To make Mike work for it, we might have pulled the game off tonight. Yeah, Greg just had some unlucky rolls. He kind of reminds me of Vincent. He kind of gets in his own head a little bit.
Yeah, you could tell his blood pressure was up tonight.
Oh well, as long as we're having fun, right?
Yeah, it was most fun for me tonight. I just got to be a spectator.
Thank you for putting in late. You were kind of feeling like I normally do, a little fatigued. Over.
Yeah, not about all right. We were standing up there for a while, getting loose.
Well, at least you got your medal. I'll text Lonnie tomorrow to confirm it with him, and we should be all set.
Yeah, that'd be one thing off his plate to not have to worry about.
All right, we'll have some safe travels. This is WSCI 783. Broadcasting out of Fenton. I'm clear after your final.
All right, WSTI 392, mobile.
Station. This is WSBW 353 looking for a radio check. Over.
Station 353 for a radio check. You sounding good? This is WIUG 48.
Roger that. Thank you, 488. I appreciate it. This is WSBW 353 out.
What is your location? I'm over here at Rochester Hills. Roger?
I'm over here in Downriver area, like Riverview Flat Rock, Trenton area.
Are you on a handheld? Are you on a repeater 625 at Detroit repeater? Roger?
Yes, sir. Roger that. I'm on a handheld, GD5.
Well, you know, that's why I know you're on a handheld, because you're fading out and you're coming back. Fading out, come back when you were talking. Anyhow, what you do is, I don't know what kind of antenna you have. Is it a regular antenna you have out that way?
I have a Nagoya, like 15-inch strip antenna.
Nagoya 771G, right?
Yes, sir. I do that. That's correct.
So you got a good antenna. Now, here's what you do. And I tell everybody the same thing. When you're talking to anybody, just put your handheld straight and talk. Because the antenna has to meet the antenna, that repeater antenna. And my name is Jack, and I will help you out with anything.
Roger that. Yeah, thank you very much. I listen here and there. I hear you and some other guys. So I just sit and listen. Get a lot of valuable information you guys give out for free, so I appreciate that.
No problem. Anytime. Anytime. No problem at all. I'll be glad to help you out. Even I'm on the base station with, if you want to know, DB20G on a base station, and it sounds quiet, and I got an antenna out there on the roof. It's a PC200, and out of Amazon for $95. This antenna I talked to New York, I talked to Ohio, and up north with this radio, a DB20G, if you want a small radio.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. I have a 25G that I had set up in my truck. I just got a new truck. I haven't set it up in there, but I was been thinking about setting up a base station on the house here, getting an antenna and stuff. So, yeah, thanks.
25 is good, too. Don't worry about it. A 25G is good, too. Anyhow, and they just have a 40 out there too, but I never tried the 40, and I wouldn't try the 40 anyhow, because you're not going to need it. The 25 is a little bit bigger from the 20. The 20 is smaller, so you can put it between, under the seat or beside the seat. I have mine. I have two of them, in the car and in the base station. And if you need any help, like I said, no problem. Just give me a shout. Give me a shout, and I'll help you out with that. And you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Roger that again. Thank you very much, 48. I appreciate it very much. I'll hopefully talk to you another time. WIUG 53 out.
Station 847. This is WIUG 48. I'm gonna try it one more time. WSCI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. I guess not. WIUG 48, clear.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. Good morning, Sheboygan County Bob. And good evening to you, station calling, WRZP 544. At some point, you are also broken there. Over. Talking about me? What happened? There you go. That was crystal clear. Somebody must have double keyed on you. What's going on down there, brother?
Same old, same old. You know how it is. I was up there yesterday, and your way, and checking one of my properties, and now I'm back down here.
Roger that. Well, all systems go here at Redbird LZ. Good day finishing up honeydew list there before winter around the old homestead. So not missing a thing, but all good here. So I'm glad to hear that you're safe, and hopefully things are well.
Yeah, I got a guy coming out next week and dropping off about 10 cords of firewood.
Right on. That's probably a good thing these days, stocking up on the old heat source there.
Yeah, I've got to stay ahead of the curve sometimes, you know. Go up there and just spend some time with the dog around in the woods, and he loves doing that, so. He's getting old, so I'm going to try to give him as much of that time as I can because he's going on 13 years old, and he's a 120-pound German Shepherd, so they don't live that long when they're, you know, big dogs.
Roger that. I can relate to that. I've got a 15-year-old Lab Shepherd mix, probably 130 pounds now. Fixing to be 16 in November, he's not long for this world, but yeah, we do the same. We get all the dogs out. I have a service dog, a 2-year-old sable German Shepherd service dog. I'm a disabled veteran myself, so yeah, I get him out while he's still up and around and doing his thing, and as long as he's upright and can move and eat, and, he sleeps most of the day, but yeah. Nothing like a good dog, Roger.
Yeah, a number of them. I started training LE dogs back in 1973, and some service dogs, the leader dog for the blind, they provided me that they said were infinitely trainable. I don't think they had a good trainer, but I enjoy dogs because, like I said, I'm not a cat person, so I got to have something a little bit more rough and, you know, give me a run for my money.
Roger that there. Yeah, my service dog comes to me, Mission 6. They're a nonprofit up here in East Jordan that provides service dogs for veterans. And, they're $25,000 a pop. So, but yeah, I won't go anywhere. My dog isn't welcome. And my dog is usually a better judge of character than I am, Roger.
Fondness of dogs is high on the list as a Doberman, Rottweiler, and a Pit Bull. I'm really looking at those. What do you call them? Cane Corsos. They're really a crossbreed, but one incredible, intelligent, and aggressive dog if you want them or need them to be that way.
Roger that. Yeah, they're amazing creatures. My better half, we rescued a German Shepherd Malamute mix, almost two-year-old female about 5 months ago, that had been taken back to the shelter on four different occasions over a nine-month span. it's been an adjustment, guys, but she's sharp as a tack, she's smart as a whip, and she's definitely the Mrs. Dog. Where my better half goes, that dog goes with us. So that turned out well, as could be. So yeah, truly blessed to have the animals in our life, brother.
I used to do a lot of fleet work and bodysuit work with the dogs. Out in Belleville, they had some guys from Germany come out there to do a ring sport trial, and I went out there with one of my dogs, and had a good time. The dog definitely wanted to get involved.
Roger that. Sounds like my lab rescue, the old gentleman here. To this day, can't keep him out in the water, and I still fill up the kiddie pool for him out here in the yard. And then that Sable Shepherd, boy, I'll tell you what, she's a water hound as well. But, we'll have to lay an eyeball and a handshake on you next time you come up this way and meet your dogs as well, Roger.
Roger. Yeah, he, this one is so-so with the water. He could take it or leave it. The one I had before him, which was an all-black German Shepherd, also. This one's 100% black. And actually, they refer to it as the black German Shepherd breed. But the one I had before him, he was a water hound. You couldn't take him out of the water. I used to live on the spillway over the Clinton River, spilled into Lake St. Clair, and that dog would just jump off the docks and just go swimming up and down the river if he was bored.
Roger that. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt with that old Shepherd Lab mix of mine. Yeah, he's still to this day, when the grandkids come to visit, I'll fill up the big pool and he plays lifeguard, and they're a keeper. All right, brother, we've used up about our 5 minutes here. We'll take a break on the channel for identification purposes as well. WRZP 544, we'll take a break and see if anybody'd like to join in on the conversation.
Okay, Doc. With that, I'm going to go get myself some water. Getting a little dry here, so... this is WRYR 503 out for a minute. YR 503, I'm back, and you know something? German Shepherds make a great gust, or what do you call it, cold under the door seal. That dog, every time it gets cold outside, he lays in front of that door as long as he can stand it.
WRCP 54, that's a good one. I haven't heard of that one before.
Some people, you know, they'll make a comment like, I got a lot of air coming up under my door from the outside. So get a German Shepherd, you won't have that problem anymore.
Roger that. That one sleeps in with the XYL, and so I go in there, and she'll go down on her pad there. And then James has got his own couch, and then let's see, Tessa, the Mrs. Dog, has got a bed right next there. Yeah, all the dogs are comfortable here. They're spoiled rocks, as you can imagine.
To give him a treat. He likes those smokehouse almonds by Blue Diamond. haven't had them in years, but the dog loves them.
Roger that. I get the cattle bones up here from the butcher. They go crazy on them. It's good for their teeth, and they like to chew on them. So. And then the missus, she gives them, I think it's Pedigree. Pedigree, it is a dog treat every once in a while. But they're spoiled rotten. They're healthy, fat, dumb, and happy. And, other than that, like I said, have a good evening here. I'm going to go ahead and monitor the frequency. I got some paperwork I need to finish up here for school. So take care. I'm going to do it again. Pleasure speaking with you. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We'll be monitoring.
A little hint here. Walmart carries it called Full Moon Essentials. And they make jerky treats and little like Slim Jims for dogs. And the recipe is FDA approved basically for human consumption, not just dogs. And they make it the same level of quality as human food. And my mother passed away a little short time ago, but one day she walked past me and I saw her grab for something. She had dementia, Alzheimer's. I turned around and she's sitting there eating one of the Slim Jims, and she thought it was the best thing she ever ate.
I've had dog biscuits that tasted better than northern biscuits. I can relate to that. That's a good story about your mom.
Lost her in the end of February, 88 years old. Well, what can you do? That's why I'm down here, is I had to take care of my father's last couple weeks, but he wound up lasting almost 6 months exactly. And my mom, she had cancer. And my mother, Alzheimer's, and she went into cardiac arrest right in front of the paramedics. Nothing I could do to help.
Yeah, my deepest sympathy we all have similar stories. The older we get, the more people I'm afraid we're going to know that pass away. But my father was the same way. I cared for him for 13 years. No dementia, thank goodness. Heart and cancer problems. But losing them parents is never easy, brother. But life goes on, and we just honor their life.
You have a repeater on your property or one that you own? Because I'm thinking about getting one put up there, up north.
I currently do not. I have the capability, should I purchase another radio. I have a KG1000 plus for my base station. I'm currently on an HT in the living room. I'm not in the shack. There is a... Of course, we have MIH here in Sheboygan that we're talking on. And then there's an independent repeater in Sheboygan and one in Petoskey and one in East Georgia. And occasionally, you'll hear conversations here locally. Now, they're not linked to the MIH system, but they're great local repeaters. As far as Sheboygan repeater goes, that Sheboygan County owns and runs. I've never heard anything on there, but I see the repeater there. But no, I don't have a repeater.
You didn't figure it out already. You didn't have a great hold on the repeater. It wasn't full quieting and wasn't quite there. But I heard 99% of it.
Roger that. We're going to give something a try here. I just switched over to my 10 with TK 30. Wait, how's that?
You're louder, but hang on. back, WRY R503. Had a piece of that almond stuck in the back of my throat, and I couldn't get rid of it. But, yeah, I want to get a repeater. I'm not sure if I want to stay with just my own repeater and let people use it, or hook it up to MIA. I don't know what really I want to do yet, but I was initially going to put up an amateur repeater, but I decided this would be more fun.
Roger that, for a local community, but see, out here in Atlanta, there's a hunt club that runs one. It's a private repeater. For that situation, I know several people here in the UP that run repeaters on their property and small communities as well, Roger.
So I got a group of people, we all own property in the same area, real close, and bordering each other pretty much. And that's, we've talked about it a little at times. I don't know if any of our amateurs other than myself, but I'm thinking about it. If I put up something that runs 40 or 50 watts and get it up in that big hill that I have, I think that'll do great.
Roger that. Well, congratulations on having your ticket punched. I have yet. I'm 100% disabled veteran with a TBI, and more steel and maybe you can shake a stick out there. But I keep banging away. I'm with a group of veterans here up at the VA. We're studying still and banging away. And eventually, I think I'm just going to go ahead and look at that Handy Ham program, Roger.
Only one thing I haven't squeezed the trigger on as far as the radios, and that's to get my extra class, just because, not that I really need it, but I might do it just because.
Roger that. I can fully relate to that. Several folks with Mission 6 have their tickets punched already, and they've been instrumental in helping us along and studying that respect. Now, I've got the equipment. I've got quite the setup here. I'm not bragging on, but I've got the tower, I've got the beams, and I've got the antennas. All high quality equipment. I've been an avid listener from a very young age, and was in communications in the military as well, navigation and communication system, airborne systems. So eventually I'll get that old ticket.
The property is set up, the antennas are in the edge of the woods. I painted three of them. They're the fiberglass type, and they work real good, but I painted them a greenish kind of a color to, you know, keep them blended in with the background so they didn't look obnoxious. You know, some people like that, some people don't, but I figured blending them in would also draw less attention.
I concur there with drawing less attention. Much the same with my trail cams in my blind when I put it out here in the Pigeon River. That's certainly reasonable. OPSEC, operational security, what's your business on your property? It's your business.
Got a hill to get up to my property, and then another hill on the property in the back of it that goes up further. So really with a 50-foot antenna, I'm up, or a tower I'm at, I'm up there quite a ways. So there's a couple places I can stand on that property and see tops of trees for miles.
Roger that. I've been quite impressed. Now, as I said, communications, I'm going to say nerd for many years, including the military for over 23 years. I've been very impressed. I run a tram dual band, maybe
38 feet on my tower, and I get in 12, 15 miles through deep woods back to the house on Simplex, and then even on my, TID radio H8 and my H3, just my little handheld HTs, I'm able to hit almost Otsego County down to Gaylord, and I'm still hitting the repeaters here in Sheboygan and Petoskey, so no complaints there, so you should be just fine with the elevation you've got.
I think I'm a big amateur radio at 75-80 meter fan. Some winters I sit on that thing for a couple hours a night just talking to people I know, but being down here for a while, they probably thought I disappeared. But I don't know, I might go back to that again, do a little Simplex work.
Roger, that's the case, I probably heard you. Santa Claus was good to me this year. I saved my pennies for many years. I finally picked me up a nice ICOM 7300 and put the old Yaesu 757GX packed it away for a rainy day. So I probably heard you on the band. Like I said, a long-time listener. Huge 11-meter fan since a kid. I've got the setup, I've got the beams, I've got the radios, the amps, the power supplies, the frequency meters, the signal generators, antenna analyzers, but I just got to get that ticket punched.
Yeah, I go back to when I was a child to listen to the old radio shows and what have you, shortwave and what have you. And I always enjoyed just sitting there and listening, you know, to people. I'm not much of a talker. Every once in a while you hear me say something, and then it's quiet for days or weeks.
I do that. I'm still an avid listener. And last spring, I was finally able to put my shack together. I have quite a layout here at home, I suppose. I have a 6-car garage that's detached and a 2-car attached to the house. And I finally separated one of those garages, built 2 rooms off of it, and set up my radio room there. So I get the heater in there, which is just fine. It keeps it nice above 70 degrees in the winter and doesn't pull on my electric bill too bad. It's one of them ionic heaters, you know, with the red bars in it. But, and I just keep banging away. I'll get that old ticket punched. And like you, I'll probably do more listening like I have been.
I have a double G5R. G5RV. Am I getting it right? No, my memory is bad. G5RV, that's what it was. I don't know why I got that last letter mixed up, but I have a double one that's a couple hundred feet. And it's kind of fun to play with. I have, what else do I have up there? One of those, oh my God, I just got through with chemotherapy. I had cancer. They say I'm cancer-free right now, so hopefully it'll stay that way, but you never know. But can't remember the guy's name now. He passed away. He's a silent key. But he built it. He had a little business building him. He had really made some good antennas.
Roger that, and don't worry about nomenclature. I've been collecting radios in here for too many years. I've got SM-70, I think, antenna there from iPhone. Quite impressive antenna there for the ICOM and water as well. It's sticking in the area. You know, I have to get help over there to house to get that one. But I do have a 4-element bag.
mounted on the horizontal leg at 32 feet. And boy, that's a great set of views.
What I was trying to tell you, I had a Wyndham OCF dipole, one doing the east-west and one doing the north and south, and on a hillside you have that luxury of doing that. I used to sit there and talk to a guy every morning just after the sun was starting to come up, and we would sit there and talk for 20, 30 minutes at a time, drinking coffee and talking about, you know, what's going on in the world, and I like it. You know, I like the privacy, sense of privacy, of where you can just sit there and talk to someone. It's not really private, obviously, but you get what I'm saying.
I understand. It's that part of being the anonymous, if you will, like you say, it's still anonymous. And that's an interesting theory, too, you know. Your voice and that signal is still out there somewhere, you know. So how come we can't hear more tone, you know? Why can't we go to the center to hear Tennessee Gettysburg Address? But that's a discussion for another day.
Uncle in Tennessee got me hooked on radio big time, and he passed away in about 15, 20 years ago, but he had a huge body shop down in Tennessee, and he breathed in a little bit too much of that Bondo dust, and that kind of did him in.
Sorry to hear about that one, yeah, Bondo dust. It was my, had a lady that ran the youth group church as a kid. She was a ham operator. Her husband was a Navy officer. He was a ham operator. And when he would go to sea, we'd all gather up and talk to him while he was at sea. And my father was a radioman in the Navy, and he brought home an old Collins Kendrick. And he and I got that thing up, and then I used to listen to that thing for hours as well. So I guess it's just a bug that hit me in the early age as well.
Morris Code acted like it was in a hurry.
Say again?
Last long string of Morris Code, it started out and it seemed like it was getting faster as it was going.
Roger that. Our repeater up there, I think it's on the hour keys up as well.
Are you on a handheld?
Roger that. The battery died on the one. I'm not out in the shack. I'm on a Kid Radio H8 right now.
I was kind of impressed with the Baofeng, or whatever you call them, the GMRS-9R, I think they're called. I got two of them, and those things work amazingly well for the price that I paid for them.
I'm hardly there. I have those. Every accessible, probably known to man. In my flyaway gear, yes, they're a great radio for the money they can be used for what they are. This Kid radio is a nice, when it comes to programming as well, that's up to plus. And then I am a fan of Kenwood, a couple of Kenwood CK3108, I keep handy as well.
I have several buddies on the Detroit Police Department, they want to find some of those radios so they could get into GMRS, because they do a lot of side-by-side driving them through the woods and what have you. They got the whole family, grandchildren and everything, you know, so they go on a... It's kind of like what they do with the Jeeps, but they do it with the side-by-sides, and he's got his... Even the guy he was working with... into the radios now. A whole bunch of them are doing it. One of them just bought a Midland Mobile for his. And I got the MXT-115, the 15-watt one, but I'm thinking about getting the 50-watt. This little Midland, it actually works pretty good for the price.
Oh, you can't go wrong with a Midland radio at all. We do the same up here. I own a side-by-side as well, six-seater. It's outfitted with GMRS as well, and we do the same thing side by side. And of course, the hunting and fishing. And as I said, I'm a disabled veteran, so it's nice that the missus and I can keep in contact on us. There's not always self service where I'm at, but there is a GMRS. Her and I are able to communicate on. So yeah, and I've got a Bofang Matrix, but it's the 250 up to 50. It's a 50 watt in my mobile in my truck, and I just love it. But that is no bigger than a pancake, and it does the job immensely.
We've got several of those. It looks like a little power pack. You plug it into the wall, and then you got the USB ones, six of them. And you can plug the cables or cords in, whatever you want to call them, and plug them in and charge your radios. That's really nice because it got the C connector on it. And so I can don't have to put them in the drop-in charger. I can just plug them in and lay them on the arm of the couch if I don't feel like getting up and putting in a charger. And they work really well. They charge really fast, and like you said, for the price, I just can't beat it.
No, you can't. For the communications and the service that this can provide to the community, now, the FCC is saying no about it. MIA is going to continue to stay up and running. You can get into that conversation privately when he meets. There's also have radios, kids' radios, I got both kinds. Used to, like to say, for the flyaway here, and the Kenwood, but I do like the chasing one guy lost out there on my base station, and that's a plus that I buy another one, so you see it all going in a duplex.
I build my own antennas for the most part, that's why I like Simplex. I can pretty much do what I want and play or experiment with them. But I do have an antenna here that I'm going to hook up to the GMRS specifically. And I can't remember what it's called, but it's a 11.9 dB gain antenna, and it's a dual band.
Quite impressive. The tram I'm running is only, I think, 7 dB. No, it's only 6 dB gain. So that's pretty impressive. And I've been, we do have people within range. I mean, say the furthest Simplex we talked here, probe-wise, I'm going to say 27. I have another gentleman that got interested in GMRS. He's also a veteran. And then there's one in New York. And then Simplex, as I said, we've reached about 27 miles as a program.
That's the Comet antenna. I don't remember the actual model number to it, though, off the top of my head.
I don't care what they had. Like yourself, I built antennas from a young age as well. My greatest invention was a stack set of PDL-2s, if you remember them. Moonrakers I built, J-Bulls. I can't tell you how many of them I built in long wires, but
I'll tell you what, for the hobbyist and for general communications, like I said, for the community and for the state, should the proverbial brown stuff hit the fan, I don't think we can go wrong, unless, of course, you've got your ticket point.
That's Comet 9. Trying to remember the rest of the NCA or something like that. I know it's got the N connector, the NMO, and I got the converter to switch it to UHF. So everybody says it's a great antenna. It better be for $300.
Yeah, at that price point, yeah, that thing ought to do flip-flops for you.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up probably sometime in the next couple weeks here once I deal with all the stuff on the getting wood to the property. And I got pine on the property, so I buy my own wood as opposed to trying to burn pine, which is a pain.
Well, it is what it is, and I'll tell you something else about pine trees. They resonate at 800 megahertz. that they do. Yeah, that sounds like a gradient, doesn't it? And with your height of your constitution, you ought to have a good coverage of that price point. Out for that price point.
I don't know if that's your battery causing it to drift like that, but you're definitely losing control of the repeater a little bit more than you were earlier, so I don't know. yeah, it's everybody I've talked to who's had one or has one says it's a great antenna, so we'll see what happens.
Roger that. It could be a low battery. I'll sit still here. Like yourself, I can plug mine into the USB cable sitting right here on the couch and charge it if I need to. And we'll take a break for identification purposes. WRP544. Take a break if anybody'd like to join in the conversation this evening.
With that, my identification will be WRYR 503.